We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Good morning. It's Styles and Roman, or should I say it's Lake Shake Radio on US 99, because we're excited. We're kicking it off tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, and the weather, it's going to be nice and cool. It's not going to be crazy hot like it was last week. I mean, last week it was like 98. You don't want to be sitting at a country show in that weather. You'll be sweating. You're going to stink. You're going to try to talk to a girl. She's going to say, oh my God, you smell. This weekend, it's going to be like mid-70s. That's going to be gorgeous. Perfect weather for our show.
Saturday, 71. Sunday, 77. That is exactly what you want. I mean, that's the weekend that you want. All right, so here's the deal. 312-946-4999. I have never in my life been hit up by so many people trying to get Lake Shake tickets. Listen, I don't have any more. I mean, sorry if you're my cousin, one of my best friends. I'm sorry you waited till the last minute. I can't give you any more. But
Jessica Alba walks in right now and asks for a pair of tickets.
I would give her my ticket. I'd be like, Jessica, if this means we could date, I know you have three kids and you're married, but if we could date, like outside of whatever, anyways.
But there are some still tickets available right now. So you can go and buy some tickets because it's going to be a phenomenal weekend here.
Yeah, lakeshakefestival.com. You do not want to miss this show. But, oh, man, Lisa from Crestwood, what did you get creative and sneak into?
Well, this is actually the first year of Lake Shake.
Uh-oh.
We didn't sneak in, but we had, so it was the first year, so all they had was the general admission.
Mm-hmm.
We were in the back, like, the first 2 days. Then it was the third day, and we were like, all right, let's try and get to the front of the stage. So that's what we did, and we kind of stole some girl's spot, I guess, and she wasn't too happy.
You know what? We have beefed up security ever since because of you!
So now no one's going to be able to sneak up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday because of Lisa. Thanks a lot, Lisa.
No! Oh, I'm not the only one. I'm not the first, and I won't be the last.
Join the conversation. Call Styles and Roman at 312-946-4995. US 99.
I remember Thomas Redd last year performing at our US 99 Country Lake Shake. We're excited. Tomorrow it's going to be Blake. Saturday Dierks is going to be closing it out. And then Sunday, Florida Georgia Line is bringing it home.
And what blows my mind is, like, these are only the headliners. You also have Cole Swindell on Sunday. You have Lanco on Saturday.
Billy Currington.
I mean, it's like, even the quote-unquote secondary acts are, like, major acts. Like, it's going to be awesome. Cannot wait. Again, you can still get some tickets over at lakeshakefestival.com. But we're talking right now about sneaking into certain places.
Yeah.
Upgrading your seats. Doing things that maybe aren't by the rules. 312-946-4995. Rachel, good morning from Tinley Park. What did you do?
All right. So back in the day, I'm really going to date myself here. When I went to Zero Gravity.
Yeah!
By the way, the old owners of Zero Gravity listen to our show. So what's going on, Mario?
I was like 16, but, you know, there's a curfew. So if anyone over the age of 18 would have to have a wristband. So we would find your, like, older brothers or your friend's older brothers and then, like, take the wristband off. You'd have to break it off and then get gum and then get them together. And then you could wear it so no, you're not going to get kicked out at, like, 10 o'clock at night.
Our parents thought when we were teenagers we were dumb. Look at that. You grab gum to put it all together.
I know what's going on.
Now, was it sugar-free gum or did it matter?
I don't think it mattered. Oh, okay. It was just whatever's going to make it stick so I don't have to get kicked out of the club.
We want to welcome you to Lake Shake Radio right here on US 99, playing all of your favorite artists that are going to be here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and from years past, all day today and tomorrow throughout the weekend. And then we had Lisa from Crestwood call us up, and she goes, guys, I remember last year when I had lawn seats, and she snuck all the way up to the front. Couple rows from the stage. I guess it can be done, right?
It can be done. 312-946-4995. Good morning, Callie from Oak Lawn. What did you sneak into?
Well, we had tickets, but it was to a Blackhawks game, and our seats were in the 300 level, and we kept noticing that there were, like, empty seats for a good part of the first part of the game lower down. So we decided after we grabbed some food and some drinks, we were going to try and go down there, and we did, and nobody stopped us. So we ended up with seats right against the glass for the rest of the game.
Yeah, which was about
the second or third period.
You know what? All I have to say about that is...
Did the Hawks win?
They did. It was an awesome game.
Maybe you were the good luck charm there down on the glass. Did you see any fights or anything?
No fights, but I've been a hockey fan my whole life and come from a hockey family, so it was awesome just in and of itself.
This is perfect. It's definitely a rainy start to your Thursday morning here in Chicago. Good morning. It's Chicago's hottest country, US 99, and we're turning into Lake Shake Radio right here. We're playing all of your favorite artists. They're going to be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Northerly Island. It's going to be an amazing weekend here in Chicago, and the weather, it's going to be mid-70s. We are excited for Lake Shake.
Yeah, we are, and 312-946-4995. We're also kind of got us thinking about times you've snuck into certain things.
Maybe we've all done it, right?
You've upgraded your seats. We all do it. Yeah, when I was a kid, the alumni club was the kind of the club. It was out in Schaumburg, I believe, mm-hmm. off of Algonquin Road, and they had a huge like back patio.
Thursday nights out there, man.
With a fence. And so when I was 19, me and my buddies used to hop the fence, and we'd be partying in the alumni club. It was a lot of fun. And
used to see people always jumping the fence over there.
I was one of those. It was kind of like the alumni club had the wall. You know, you hear about the wall? Uh-huh. They had the wall, but me and my buddies, we jumped over the wall. We were in.
How did no security ever know that people would always sneak in, that they would climb up that fence to jump into alumni club? Maybe they just let him go. They're like,
we survived to talk about it years later. Good morning, Liz from Lindenhurst. What did you sneak into?
Hey, so one time I had Wrigley tickets way up high in the nosebleed, and I just kind of saw a bunch of seats down low behind first base open, and I was like, well, hey, let's go hit those seats. So we just kind of kept moving and looked like we knew what we were doing and just went down and sat for the rest of the game behind first base.
That is the mentality you have to have. You have to act like you know what you're doing, and a lot of times you can actually just get in wherever you want.
Of course. Just go. Do it.
You know, I got to give you props. If you've ever been to Wrigley at a Cubs game, and I mean this with no disrespect, but the ushers are a little bit older, and they're very strict with your seats.
Oh, yeah. You just got to know what you're doing. Just go.
So looking out the window downtown Chicago, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people at North Avenue Beach getting a suntan today.
And you know what, though? I'm okay with it raining all day today. Like, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, and then we're good for the weekend because it is Lake Shake weekend. Very, very excited. There are a few tickets left over at lakeshakefestival.com, but if you're a friend of mine, if you're a family member of mine, do not hit me up anymore. I do not have any more tickets for you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I love you, but I'm out, man.
It's going to be mid-70s all week. That's going to be gorgeous. It's going to be perfect right off of the lake here. We got Blake, we got Dirks, we got Florida Georgia Line, and we also have Lisa hit us up about 45 minutes ago. She said that she went to Lake Shake last year. She was in the lawn, but she snuck all the way up to the second row and was able to see Thomas Rhett last year.
Here's a little advice, not really for Lake Shake, we'll get in trouble, but for any event you go to in life, just pretend you know what you're doing, and a lot of times they won't stop you.
Yeah, never make eye contact.
No, just like,
just always have a beer or a drink in your hand and just like, keep on walking and sing the song while you're walking.
I'm supposed to be here, right? So good morning, Sherry from Des Plaines. What did you sneak into?
Well, this was a while back. It was my best friend and me. We were at a Backstreet Boys concert.
Yeah! Backstreet's back! All right!
Wait, hold on, Sherry. So, you gotta do it for us. Sing us your favorite BSB song.
I'm not singing.
Come on!
I'm gonna hang up on you!
You will not. You guys love me.
All right, finish this lyric. You are
my fire.
Yeah!
You know, now I know why you didn't want to sing.
Yeah, I just woke up too. So, anyway, we had balcony seats, but I told my friend, like, you know, like, look, there's like empty seats on the lower floor. Let's see if we can go down there. I grabbed her hand and like we just like walked right past the ushers. They weren't even paying attention to us, so we got closer to the stage than what we originally bought.
Well, let's be for real. When a guy usher sees two girls holding a hand, the last thing he's gonna do is say, "Hey, can I see your ticket stub?"
Good morning, Becky from Joliet. What did you sneak into?
The movie.
The movie. So explain how you did that. Sneaky.
You know, you have a friend that works at the counter, and they just secretly sneak you through the gate, and you get to go see whatever movie you want.
Does your friend also include free popcorn and a drink?
Well, you know, you just have to know the right people. But
yeah, clearly you got people. You got friends in high places, apparently.
Oh, right. That's what you get for knowing the neighbor's kid who works at the movie theater.
Styles and Roman on US 99, Chicago's hottest country. Amita Health, welcome.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.